Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
I'm here.
Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing, but shorty, you're my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
Hello.
Yo,
what's going on?
What's up? Welcome to the Emotion Picture once again. It's show number 85 or some shit. I don't know. What's going on, Jasmine?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Ain't nothing much. You know, we had a good little vacation.
We did. Are you adjusting back to boring life?
Yeah, you know, speaking Spanish for the past weekend. But, you know, had a good time. You know, fun in the sun. We got Shah, you there?
I am here.
Shah is there. Yeah, so last week, everybody, we had the best of or the craziest of the Emotion Picture, which was pretty fun.
That was hot. It was fun. Yeah. I didn't realize how much stuff we talked about on this show until you know, I was listening last week, like, oh my gosh, I said that?
Yeah. Spoke about everything, the birds dropping out the sky to the rabbit and, you know, other rabbit. And inside
very
joke.
Funny.
You know, so today's show is Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. And this show actually was developed in Panama where Jasmine and I were talking. Yeah, international topic, yeah. You know, we were talking and we did a Panamanian poll and we found out that a lot of relationships are built and destroyed because of finances. You know, sometimes when you're attracted to somebody, you know, they can look real good, but if they're broke, you may not get that play you're looking for. And, you know, some women are looking for someone to take care of them. You got some guys that want to be taken care of, obviously, or a woman to meet them on the same level. You got some guys that don't want their woman to have any money at all. So, you know, definitely finances is a very big picture. So, Jasmine, the resident woman in the room.
Yes.
Let me ask you. He's tall, he's dark, he's handsome, great smile, great body, but he's broke. Talk to me.
Broke like what? Like
net?
Broke.
Broker
like,
than a joke.
No job? Say it again.
Well, he has a job, but he only works on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 hours a day, minimum wage. Broke.
Okay. Well, my rule of thumb is he must be able to sustain himself.
Okay.
So, for me, you know, I don't think, I'm not the type of person that is attracted to someone's finances, just as I'm not only attracted to the description that you just described. You know, this person sounds very physically attractive, but I'm always, you know, very cognizant of having the whole package because, like you said, it's very important. So, with this person that you're describing, and, you know, I run into people, kind of, not so much, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, but, you know, somebody that isn't really on their feet and can't sustain their lifestyle, which is very stressful. But usually that person, it comes with more problems than just them being able to have money, you know, to go out and do fun stuff and things like that. When you can't take care of yourself, you're usually not in a good space emotionally, you know, in a lot of different ways. So that's not the relationship that I would really want to enter. But
well, what if he's on welfare?
To that, go ahead.
Okay.
Say it again.
Well, so what if he's on welfare? You know, his rent is very low. You know, he gets his food stamps, you know, and so he can sustain himself. Like Sha. So, is that okay?
Oh, God. Sha, this is why things never worked out between you and I. I'll just go ahead and put it out there. You know.
What?
No, I'm just bugging with you. I mean, you're creating a very unlikely picture in a sense. I think, you know, what
is
I'm trying
really,
to
though?
Say is. Well, all right, let's put it out there. I've been on public assistance before, you know, trying to get through school, and, you know, we've shared quite a bit on this show, so I have, you know, no problem saying that. And I know that during that time, I was not in a position where I felt like, you know, I was holding my own. So I was still, you know, needing the assistance of someone else, some other entity, whatever, however you want to call it. I was not in a position where I was not satisfied with my financial situation. So I really could not I couldn't really satisfy anybody else. So, yeah, okay, he might be eating 2-3 meals a day on food stamps and everything like that. But if a man is comfortable with, you know, just getting by, and then on top of it adding, you know, additional pressures of dating and things of that sort, then that's really not the guy for me. Now, you know, things happen. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say is the flip side to that is, you know, if I'm already involved with this person, and, hey, things happen. People have been losing their jobs left and right. Disability, you know, things happen to people. Bad things happen to good people. And I'm already, you know, in this relationship, and I can see that there is obviously work towards getting back on their feet. That's different. I can understand that. I've been in that situation, and I'm okay with that. But I can't see myself. I mean, you wouldn't want to walk into anybody's problems, whether they're financial, whether they're emotional. We've talked about an array of situations where men and women are in some trouble situations, and you just kind of like step back, like, that's not for me. You know, you date and get into a relationship to be happy and to add value to your life. I'm not going to walk into something that's going to take away from me. And I'm not talking just financially. Is that fair? Is that not fair? I mean,
I think it's fair when you mention a man sustaining himself. I think that part of everything you said is the most important to me. Because I think, you know, if you're able to live on your own, then that's really what it's all about. Like, you coming together with somebody else, if y'all gonna share income and share finances, you know, it becomes a totally different animal. But you got to look at somebody and say, okay, can you sustain yourself? That's where it starts.
Cool. And Dick, what do you think?
Well, as far as
my response to your question.
Oh, well, okay. Well, as far as you, I mean, yeah, definitely, you know, you do want someone that can sustain themselves in case of emergency. But I'm still a bit unclear about your position. Like, you know, say this person, and it totally isn't unlikely at all. Yeah, many of the people are on welfare or, you know, maybe unemployment check, disability. You know, and I say that's what they're doing, and they have dreams or they have plans to do better. You didn't meet them like that. You met them, you know, eating mayonnaise sandwiches and stuff, but, you know, they're like, well, you know, next year I'm going to, you know, buy a whatever. You know, they have plans and dreams. Do you,
right.
you wait until next year to see where they are, or do you stick by them day after day?
No, I don't, you know, I think, you know, the journey together is that's important. I mean, I have dreams and goals too, and there, you know, may be a great person out there that could potentially look down at what I think right now is a really good situation that I'm in from the point of being able to sustain myself and my family and have the things we need and some of the things that we want. So, you know, I certainly think, you know, someone with potential to – anybody, I mean, should have dreams, goals, and aspirations. No one should be content where they are. You know, so whether that's welfare, whether that is minimum wage, or that is a decent salary, wanting a great salary, you should always be, you know, moving towards a better situation financially and those things. But no, you don't wait for a year. I'd like to see progress. You know, so, okay, you're working 2 days a week, but you're waiting to get on 5 days a week. You know what I mean? But there are some brothers that I have met that are okay with that 2 days a week and just like, you know, this is straight. I'm maintaining. I'm not attracted to that. I'm a very competitive woman. That is kind of one of the faults, you know, to being single, is that trying to find somebody that matches my ambition. So I think it's more about characteristics than it is about dollars and cents. If you're a lazy dude, then I don't care what you're doing, you're not for me. So does that kind of
quite a bit? Yeah, it's definitely more clear. So basically, if a guy is making, let's say, $200K a year, and he's just good with that, and he doesn't want to get the extra $50,000, then that's not for you. You don't want that because he's
not
ambitious enough.
No, it's not for me. Because if you can make 200, you can make 300. I mean, but really, anybody who doesn't like
so
people,
what about
you're going to be like that in all aspects of your life, you know, about a lot of things. So, no, it's not okay.
Well,
and I don't count people's
dollars. Can a man or woman
character?
Well, that's another question I have for either one of you.
Mm-hmm.
When do you, or do you ever share with your partner, or your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, how much you make? You let them keep guessing.
Yeah. I mean, I share that.
Yeah, I think you do. I've known people that do it. They tell the person how much they make, and they come up with systems to, you know, tackle the bills. I even know people that got joint accounts, but they still keep their separate accounts. I think all of that's important if you're really rocking with somebody. They're not the easiest conversations in the world, but yeah, I think you let the person you live with, if you're living with them, you know, not just like your boyfriend that, you know, y'all not sharing. I'm just saying, if y'all not sharing bills, then what's the
sense
of someone knowing how much you make? Does that not make sense?
Yeah, definitely. And to our new listeners, you know, you have to be aware that Sha says if you're not living together, you're not in a relationship. So that's pretty much where
No, if you're not married, you're not in a relationship.
No, you're living together.
If y'all living together, then you're sharing bills, you're sharing space, you're knowing about each other's personal idiosyncrasy, you're getting to really hate them. That's when it's real, you know. To me, if you're sharing finances, then those conversations are going to come up.
I think they do. And, you know, the other thing is, as much as people, you know, tend to say things like, you know, I just want a good man or a good woman. I don't care what he or she makes and things like that. Think really about how much finances have to do with your personal quality of life, Vic. Think about that. Just how, you know, when
you
get paid.
Are you saying it's important or not?
I think it is important because, for example, and I'm going to pose this to Vic because someone messaged, on the chat room. We have a caller from the Bahamas that is chatting on another server. And he says, this is a male, and he says he agrees to a degree with what I just said. There are always exceptions to the rule. People should consider finances when looking to become romantically involved. I guess it goes back to that unequally yoked thing. So... And I agree with him that, yes, you should consider those things because lifestyle is important. I mean, I think, for example, Vic, when you get paid and, you know, you put a certain money aside for your bills and then you have money for fun, right? You do. And, you know, you want to share, I'm sure, some of that fun, you know, things that you do for fun with whoever you're romantically involved with. But how do you feel when every time you're the one that has to pay, or you can never do things because she can't, you know, pay her way sometimes? You know, things like that. Like, does that ever come across your mind as a man?
It's a double standard because he's a stupid-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
the double standard is, you know, because...
And that's the problem with this whole topic. The woman gets away with murder. Like, all of that, ain't nothing going on but the rent. That's a girl's voice you hear in your head when you read those words. Because
yeah, it is.
I can tell you right now, if I meet a and I've met women recently that are staying with their parents, still at home, and it's no big deal. But
and
you find a
okay.
dude that
yeah.
you think is attractive, if you find out he's at home, or he ain't got no car, or he ain't got no job, you're looking at him crazy. But we deal with it. And it's no big deal. We'll
you don't
work
have
it out.
To.
We'll pay for shit. We got to pay for the dinner. When the bill comes, the waiter automatically slides it to the dude. Like, that's how it works.
That is very true. That happens all the time. I recall taking my boyfriend out on a date. And, you know, I mean, it was very clear this is something I wanted to do for him. And the waitress coming and, you know, just handing him the bill. And we just kind of, you know, looked at each other and laughed. But it's certainly one of those standards that is very pervasive in our society. Probably all, but definitely ours. But Vic, back to you.
Yeah, back to me. What's up?
Yeah, I was asking you, like, you know, do you ever find that to be an issue? Like, every now and again, you want to, I mean, men want to be treated, I'm sure, as well. And I'm not, you know, I am definitely for, I like traditional roles, and I like, you know, a man to take the lead and things like that. And I definitely like being courted. But when you're in a relationship with someone, you want to reciprocate that you, you know, you think they're worthy of your time and your money and all those other things. So, do you find that to be an issue when your significant other cannot ever, you know, spend money on things that you enjoy also?
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, I want to mirror what Shah said. You know, it definitely is a sexist double standard thing. I'm going to say that first and foremost. But I don't really think, I only think that way. You know, maybe because I accepted my role as a man, but I don't really think about that, like, what she needs to do, you know, what I'm doing for her, or she needs to spend as much money as I'm spending on her, which
would
to your question.
If she was doing it,
well,
she would think about it.
Oh yeah, definitely,
is,
because,
I mean,
you know, she's the woman and I'm the man, you know. I don't want someone who feels as though that I'm obligated to do these things. You know, I definitely want someone that has modern sensibilities and that is not sitting and waiting for me to pay. Or I want someone who, you know, offers and can actually pay if I say, okay, you go ahead and pay. You know, and you know, money's not a problem for me, you know what I mean? So it's not like it's a maker or breaker as far as relationship's concerned, but you definitely do have those times where, okay, well, I just don't feel like it. I don't feel like spending this $100, you know, tonight. You know, can you do it? And if that person can't do it, then, you know, we do something else. I won't say the problem with that person, but like you said earlier, you know, you will hope that that person can, too, you know, ascend to a level where they can afford to have their type of fun. And, of course, you can have fun without money, you know, one walk in the park, shit like that, you know. But as far as things that cost money, you know, you do want a woman that can not just hold your own, but can hold both of y'all. Because most women, well, a lot of women, you know, do live at home. And so there are less bills there, you know, because, you know, they're not paying the rent and, you know, they're not paying the bills and everything. And it is kind of deep where if you tell a guy as a woman that, well, you know, I'm staying with my parents right now because I'm saving up and, you know, I work full time, whatever. And, you know, I'm going to get a house one day. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, if you got it together. But you have a guy tell, you know, a girl that, yeah, you know, I'm at my mom's house right now, you know, saving up dough. And it's like, oh, he lives with his mother, you know. And so it's a very ugly standard. And you may be the best woman in the world, but honestly, a lot of women don't think like that. You know, a lot of women don't say,
Vic,
well,
Vic.
Yeah.
Vic, let's say you meet a model type, bad chick, intelligent, pretty, attractive, all
sometimes.
That. but she's going to went back to school, late 20s.
Uh-huh.
Don't have no bread, and is ready to like move in with you.
I've dated the brokest of the brokest. No offense to the broke ones listening, but yeah, I mean, I've done that, you know, and I mean, I've dated women that have money that might as well have been broke because they had to spend on it, you know.
I moved in
with one person, or they moved in, you know, with me, whatever. It happened once, and we both were broke, so you know, we pretty much needed each other. This is like back in the, you know, late teen years. You know, so it was never a time where I'm the one that had the money and they were the broke one. You know, it was only a time where we both were pretty much on the same level. And, you know, we knew how much we made because we worked together, you know. But would I in the future move someone in at my age? It depends on how I felt about the person. It depends on what kind of plans, you know, they had, like Jasmine said. But I wouldn't be waiting for them to implement their plans. I would pretty much be on them every day. Like, did you go to the hair salon today? Did you, you know, what else you want to do? Did you do this today? You know, what's going on? You have about a month, actually. You got a month to make good on your word. But as a guy, you know what I mean, and as a guy my age, there's something that comes into play, which is called pregnancy. And for the most part, when your woman is pregnant and she's nursing, there's no money or little money, you know, coming in on her end. So that's about 18 months of brokenness, you know what I'm saying, or more. So that's something you definitely have to deal with. So before I deal with a woman on any level, you know, opposed to what Jasmine said, which is being able to hold my own, you know, I make sure I can hold both of us. You did. Like, I make sure that, you know, I work hard enough for a stack, enough for me to be for if she does have a child or her, if she loses her job, and, you know, so that's just me. You know, I in a partnership, you know, just holding your own is good, it's a standard, but it's kind of like, I have the phrase, I do bad by myself also, like, it's to be my partner, if they're not able to act on my side, you know, I don't want to have, like, okay, well, you know, this, bought that, and that, you know, and as far as person makes, I mean, sometimes we tell our friends that shit, you know, tell not even without a boyfriend. Well, secretive, and as a guy, you know, out there, you know, and some that 20 dates, you know, you're Superman, you know, you can get it. The more you can have it, you know, you can go on, take cabs everywhere, limo, you know, whatever. You know, the guy's acting like he has this, you know, replenishable amount of money, you know, for the most part. You know, and then, like Shah says, it only becomes awkward at a conversation then when you've been fronting, you know, for a long time, or when she just assumes that you have a lot of money, you know, so it's pretty tough on that aspect. I definitely, when I get serious with a woman, I definitely want to find out how much she makes, because I don't want to wait till the first bill comes, you know, like you had that movie, The Hard Kid, when they, when Ben Stiller, fine white actor, he got me, and biologist, whatever, and she was an intern. You know what I mean? Or what do you call it? She was an intern.
She was a volunteer.
She was a volunteer. Worked hard as hell, had great ambition. She wanted to, you know, but she was a volunteer and no money coming in. So you don't want to wait until that happens.
No, you're right.
I think those are definitely all good points. I think that our questions our answers and questions would vary as you're getting into different stages of the relationship, you know, from dating someone to thinking that you may potentially have to support that person. I think it's important to look how people carry themselves financially as, you know, as an individual, because their problems will become your problems, you know, once you start sharing bills and you're married or, you know, even as if you should have children, all of those things start to come into play. And if, like you said, you don't pay attention to those things very early, you can find yourself in a terrible situation or one where, you know, you really love and care about that person, but they are tearing down all the hard work that you've done coming into the relationship. So I hate it for you guys that there's such a double standard. I really do.
No, Vic is right, though. When you go into a partnership, I think taking into account of being able to support both people is really what women are looking for. Like, I think it's a double standard, but I think both parties should be able to take care of two people when you go in, because anything can happen, anybody can go down.
Yes.
And when you're single, your mentality is really to sustain yourself and to maintain. And when you get with somebody and y'all start sharing and you think about starting a family, like, finance is really important. I just think that too much in our society, it just looks at the man instead of looking at two people and saying, okay, let's come together, let's see what you're making, see what I'm making, see what your dreams are, see where you want to be in the next 2 to 5 years and, you know, making that work instead of just saying, oh, you ain't got it right now, you driving this, or, you know, you living here, like, nah, I'm not going to mess with you. Like, a lot of people don't, you know, you don't really know what people's ambitions are. And also in today's world, a lot of people are, you know, you have some dreamers that are just not
big
dreamers, you know, 9-to-5ers, you know. And
Jasmine, what was that right there? You said, big dreamers. What did that mean, actually?
Okay.
I do.
I'm going to touch on that. And also, Jean from Florida is posing a question to us as well.
Anyone wants to call in, you can call in 323-657-1479 and one if you'd like to speak. Go ahead, though.
Thank you. That reaction was because sometimes I hear women, really, more so than men, for sure, and maybe just because these are the kind of candid conversations that women can have, but I hear women say things like, you know, well, once I get married, you know, or, you know, I want a house, or, you know, those women that kind of dream the wedding before they meet the man type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at what they, you know, I want this type of car. I want my kids to go to these type of schools and all of these really big dreams and great things. But then you kind of look at their behavior in comparison to their dreams and they don't match. You're not working hard to obtain those type of things. So you're kind of waiting on, you know, someone else to come with the means to your dreams. And so that's why it really aggravates me, because would those be your dreams if, you know, you knew that someone else wasn't going to be able to provide them?
Here's a good question. Let's say this is tangible. Let's say it's a guy, 6'3", you know, basketball player, whatever, and he's a great listener, right? But he's on assistance, and he's been on assistance for 4 years because he's in college. What's that talking to me? And he doesn't... He's a BA, but he wants to go for his master's.
Mm-hmm.
You move in with him? You can't, you know,
what,
you can't.
What do I do with him?
You move in with him. Great guy. He's working towards his dreams, but because of his dreams, he's broke.
Yeah, for me, I just have to think hypothetically, because I have children and all of that. You know, moving and stuff is kind of out of the question. But I will say I have certainly moved in with a person move in with me. But the only thing is that he wasn't broke. He was able to share the bills, but he was definitely aspiring to, you know, go forward and, you know, make more money, and he was moving into my area. So it actually was mutually beneficial. And it wasn't like he's gonna move in and solve all of my problems. You know, we shared a good portion of the bills. And again, that progress was there. It wasn't like, I want to go to school. It was, I'm enrolled, you know.
You know, that's what I was saying, you know, the person, you know, in school.
Yeah, you know, so I think, I don't see that as a problem. I also know that in my most recent relationship, I was finishing up my master's degree. And so a lot of the fun stuff, like, you know, that we wanted to do, it had to come out of his extra money. And I will tell you, as a woman, you know, I felt bad about it, because I knew, like, you know, he would want to go and do things. I know I didn't have the money, and I also knew that, you know, I had other priorities. So I have no problem making mention, saying, like, look, if this is something you want to do, I don't have a problem doing it, but just know, like, I can't afford these kind of things. And, you know, he always made me feel real comfortable, like, oh, you know, I want to treat you, or you've been working so hard, or I really want to do this, let's go. But one thing for me, I'm not somebody that's going to order more than I can pay.
So that guy, could he afford it, though?
He could. I mean, I'm just kind of
sharing. You knew how much he made?
My, say it again?
Did you know how much he made?
Did I know how much he, no. I had a pretty good guesstimate, though, just because of the line of work that he was in. So,
okay. Because I know
I don't think there's anything wrong with people being in a relationship where, you know, you got to kind of help each other out a little bit, but you should also be mindful of your situation and what you bring to the table, and not be, you know, just because he has money or just because she has money, y'all have money, or, you know, you start living lavishly on somebody else's dime. But let me pose Jean's question, because I think this is a really good one. She asks, what if the woman makes more than the guy? How do guys feel and deal with that?
Shit. You know, how I really feel is like this. I mean, you know, what kind of thing? I mean, that's great. You know, I would love to date a millionaire. That'd be great. I ain't working if I do. You know, so ain't no one, I think, that comes up a lot. You know, I don't know who these guys are or where you girls are finding these guys, but any guy who cares about his woman making more than him is a fool, because especially in this day and age where men are supposed to pay everything, you know, if she is able to, you know, buy and sell you, you know, why are you tripping? Just let her make her money. You know, so I don't know.
Women don't like that, though.
You know, where are these guys at? And any guys call up? Because that's foolishness. Pimps ain't even like that. Pimps ain't even like whole men. She makes more money than me. It's messed up. That only happens when the woman, you know, throws that on him. You know, he's not going to care about whether or not she makes more money unless she's always putting that out there. Like, oh, you know, well, I make five, you make four. And, you know, you're the man. I want a man that can meet me on my level. You know, and he could be
some
making...
Some women are like that. Some women are like that.
Well, yeah,
I
can tell
yeah,
you
I would not believe that.
I swear.
Yeah. He can make 200K and she's making 212, you know, a year. And she's like, well, I need a man who I can aspire to be like. And he needs, you know, I mean, sometimes there's just no satisfaction there. And it becomes a competition between those two. So I think that maybe with those guys, there's like a stigma attached to women who make a lot of money, where they, you know, they have the whole Beyonce independent woman thing. I don't need no man, you know, fucking nigga, whatever. And that comes with a whole attitude, you know, where they have their nose up towards men. So I think that some guys may not want that type of woman that typically make a lot of money. But, you know, you hear it in all the damn songs, Destiny Child songs, and, you know, you want a guy that has money, but you don't need him, you know, and you have your own money, and all you can do is, you know, whatever, you know, eat you out, whatever it is, you know. So I think that's what it is. But in a normal situation, if she's not tripping, he's not going to be tripping, you know. And I think that's the scapegoat that women who have money use sometimes to say why they can't find a man. You know, as is, you know, my opinion right there. And, oh, yeah, guys are intimidated because I make a lot of money. Nah, you're an asshole. So, you know. Somebody at the door.
Very
door's
good
on
point.
Back. You got somebody at the door. Yeah, call a 404.
Yes, hello. How are you all?
Oh, hey. Hanging milk number two.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
This is Miss J. It's Miss J calling from Atlanta. Y'all doing all right?
Hi.
We all
yes,
right. Doing
thank
okay.
you, Ms. J.
Okay, well, I hear everything you all are saying, and everyone has a really good point. I'm not knocking anything you said, but I want to give my personal take on this whole thing. Where I am today in my life, you know, I have children. Some are grown. Some are still, you know, making their last couple of years in high school. And I'm going to just lay it out there. Fuck with me when you get your weight up. That's just the bottom line. Because if you can't do it like I'm doing it, then there's no sense in you wasting my time, and I'm not going to waste yours. I got children that are grown. And if I'm not taking care of them, I'm not going to take care of a grown-ass man. That's just the bottom line. And I understand everybody has situations. There are certain things that you're in, but if you recognize that financially you are unable to hold down a relationship, then technically there's no reason for you to pursue one. Because in a relationship, it's not always about sex and companionship. A lot of times it's about the entertainment and what can we do. 9 times out of 10, people are looking for somebody to do things with, and that doesn't always include just the bedroom. So I look at it like this. It depends on what it is, though. I'm saying if you want to go on a vacation because, you know, you feel that you deserve one and you want to go with somebody that you feel, you know, you have some feelings for or whatever, you don't want to be the one to foot the bill every time you want to roll out and do something.
Yeah, what if he works?
And that goes both ways, right?
What if he works?
Yeah, he can get free flights and all of that, but then he can roll with somebody that's going to be down with that program, because I'm not all about the free stuff, because free is not always best. I'm not the fly on standby chick. Ain't her. I'm not the chick that's waiting for you to call your girl to see if your girl can get you a hookup from her boy and all that. I don't do that. If we can do our shit, you know, together, we ain't doing it at all. I'm just saying. And there's plenty of guys out there that might have good intention. That's why I said, come fuck with me when you get your weight up. That's all I'm saying. I might be wrong. There's probably going to be a lot of people out there. Okay, but I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that disagree, but I'm sorry. I'm at a stage in my life where I'm not going to settle for less. I don't give a damn who you are, how good you look. I don't care if you got a 6-pack, 12-pack, 24-pack, whatever the hell you got going on, but you're not going to make your way into my life if you ain't got shit going on. That's just the bottom line. Because I'm not going to bring...
The beautiful thing about that is you know it. That's beautiful.
I'm saying, I'm not going to bring half of it to the table when it comes to you. So why you can't bring me all of you? If I'm going to bring you all of me, then I think it should be vice versa. You shouldn't come to me with your sob story, because I don't need that.
So Ms. J, let's just talk dollars and cents, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Live down there in Atlanta, you know, cost of living is high, but not that high.
Right. It's cheaper
how
than New York.
How much money does a guy need to have? This is for annual salary. How much money do you think is like a line that you won't cross?
Whatever is equivalent to me or better.
Okay.
If you're equivalent to me or better, then we might could do something. But if you coming to me and you making minimum wage, then I'm gonna find somebody for you that'll settle for that.
Okay.
But it ain't gonna be me. and understand, because that's high school stuff. That's high school stuff. That's stuff that you've done back in the day. You got grown children. You got kids that are about to get out of high school. You know, you might even have some kids that's about to be married. Why you want to mess with somebody that's, you know, working at a restaurant, making $3 and $4 an hour? For what? That's a waste of time. Those kids making the same amount of money they making. Really, you could just do that by yourself. Because they can't contribute nothing.
So basically, you know, you said earlier that at a certain level of finances, you shouldn't pursue a relationship. So basically people who, let's say, I work as a grocery store bagger, I shouldn't be focusing on a relationship.
No. I'm not stuck up or nothing like that, but I'm going to tell you right now,
you're
I'm
not,
much
not
better
with you.
Than
okay.
Oh, you're talking about people in general?
Yeah, in general.
Okay, then they could do them. But that's not going to be me. I'm just saying. If that's what you want to settle for, or if that's what you think is going to make your future, then that's you. So don't come knocking on my door. How
do you know? How do you know when this guy has money? Like, what are some signs that you look for to see if he's broken that?
Well,
like,
to me,
he dresses clean.
When you meet someone, you know, 9 times out of 10, part of the conversation that's going to come up is, what do you do for a living? You know,
right.
So that right there is going to give you some type of inclination of where you at financially with that person. So if you are a person that's making $60,000 a year and somebody comes to you and say, you know, well, you know, I make almost $20,000 a year. Well, I mean, really? Why would you waste your time? That's
what
to me.
Really like
so cute. But you can't build with nobody like that, especially if they're stagnant in their financial aspect. You can't build with somebody like that because now they're looking for you to take care of them. And like I said once before, if you have children, you've been there, done that, raised them, you don't need to take on somebody else where you got to basically raise them financially. That's not going to happen.
You know what, Miss J? I know a girl just like you, right? She had her mind made up. She wasn't messing
and
with nobody.
She's a bomb, though. I know.
No, she is. She's a great woman. But she set her standards high, and she got with a dude that made it to the NBA. Like, he was on the Lakers. And
okay.
He got a ring. He got two of the three rings that they won in the 90s or whatever, and they were living fine, living lavish. And then he got kicked out of the league. Like, he just wasn't good enough. It didn't work out. But what do you do then when that six-figure salary is gone? Like, is that the same person? Do you still love that person? Or are you looking at them
You know why you do? I'm going to tell you why. Because when you met them, they were on a different level. But you can take cutbacks and shortfalls and layoffs and everything else when you have gone through something with that person. But to automatically bring them in like that and they are stagnant where they at, it doesn't make sense because you're wasting your time. I mean, they can tell you all day long, you know, one of these days I want to own my own business, or one of these days, you know, I'm going to go back to school and all of that. How long are you going to stick around and wait for that?
Yeah, but after
there's a whole lot of
Lakers,
one of these days.
Think about it.
After you leave the Lakers.
Where is that man? Where he going to get a job now? He can't work. Where's he going to go?
No, but he can invest. He can open up businesses. There are a lot of things he can do if he still got money. If he didn't spend his money foolishly, there are a lot of things that
he can do
financially.
How about he can love you? Does that make a difference? He loves you?
He could have been taking on free flights a lot of times when you ain't want the discount. You know, and that money can disappear quick when you ain't taking them discounts.
Okay, yeah, but see, that's the problem. Because if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody and that happens, then that person needs to learn how to figure out what you're going to do financially. Because you're not going to sit there and let money just drain. Well, I mean, like I said, that'll also be another pointless relationship. I just let them know, look, it was good while it lasted, but, you know, we're not good for each other.
Mm.
Yeah, financial problems can actually ruin a relationship. Yes, it can. And for those people that's sitting out there and saying that they're going to be their ride or die chick or whatever you want to call, I'm going to tell you right now, them bitches lying. They lying. Because when the money run out, they ass running out. And that's real talk. That's real talk. Look, excuse me, Miss Jasmine, am I lying?
Yes. No, it is very true. That's very true. I mean,
yeah. Ain't nobody going to sit around and wait for this dude to deplete all his funds, and then you got to sit around and have 2 and 3 jobs to try to make ends meet, and he's sitting around and he don't want to work. He better have some kind of income. He better invest. He better do something. But if you're spending your money foolishly and then you're going to sit around and say, but I love you hell. Love don't pay the bills.
Well, I think just kind of reeling it back in, I think that is a component of love, is being, you know, responsible and taking care of each other's needs. And so, I mean, kind of taking it away from basketball wives and, you know, outrageous amounts of money and things like that.
Right.
If you love me.
A crazy doorbell. We got caller 954, though.
Okay.
Let's ask the question. You there?
Yeah, what's up? This is Jason, State Boss.
Hey, J-Boss.
Hey, what's going on?
You see how excited I got when Jason called in, y'all?
What up?
What's going on?
Not much, man.
I wanted to call in. I wanted to ask the caller that she was saying that,
meet
like,
somebody and they tell you.
Oh.
She's still going off for now.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, Miss J, we got
you making $70,000 a year.
Miss J. Okay, you're not on mute. You're still going off on Jason. He hasn't even said anything yet.
We have a question for you. Go ahead, Jay.
Question.
Yeah, so I was just calling in because I heard you saying that basically what I was gathering is that if a guy doesn't have money or if he's not financially set before you get together, then basically there's no point in getting into a relationship with him because, you know, you don't really know when, you don't know whether or not he's actually going to be doing well or, you know, when that's actually going to happen. So when exactly is, like, if he actually is trying, is there a difference then? Like, if he's trying to better himself, is there a difference then, or is it just all the same situation?
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Jason.
Hello?
Hello?
Jason, okay, let me tell you, you must have missed the first thing. The first thing I said was, holla at me when you get your weight up. That's what I said.
I did miss that part, but I'm not really interested in that part.
That's the question that you asked, and that's the answer that I have. You can't change my answer. You asked the question, I gave the answer.
Why she so mad?
I'm not angry, but I'm just saying. You asking a question that has already been answered, sir.
Well, I didn't hear the answer, so.
Okay,
well,
that's why
answer.
I'm giving it to you again. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Because I look at it like this. Maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, it might have been okay. But I said today, at the state that people are in today, if you got mortgage, car notes, and whatever else going on, I'm not looking to take care of no grown person if I already have grown children. That's ridiculous. If my kids got to be out there and do it on their own, then any dude that walks into my life has got to be able to hold his own, plus some more. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't care if you think that you probably going to be going to management school at Burger King or whatever the case is. Like I said, follow when you get your feet up. That's just the bottom line. Don't be talking about you making $7 and $8 an hour and you want to take me out. Where are we going? I'm just saying. Because I don't do, like, Chili's and all of that. That's not me.
Okay, we had this. Hit the chef on Mike Hawk real quick. All right.
You must be a bad bitch.
Who
got a picture of her?
All right.
Yeah,
hopefully not talking to
me. Please book me that. I need to see that.
fellas want Miss J to post a picture. But A-Bros, what was your second question, though?
That was really like my one question. Like, it's just, you know, like what if a dude is actually trying, trying to actually get there, or if he's in the process of getting there, like.
Holler at her.
I'm good. I'm good either way. I'm good.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jason.
Yo,
he took a lashing.
Rich.
Yeah.
I got a quick question. Like, if you're the dude that's been told to get your weight up and holler back, do you holler back? Like, if you're
I'm not gonna lie. Like, what I would have done in my younger years when I was 12 and 13, I should say, is that I would get my weight up like crazy. I'll give her a call, let her know how my weight got up, fuck the shit out of her, and bounce.
Oh my goodness.
Amen.
And then, you know, she'll be like this.
Why?
You know, because the Pike Smith is gone. You know, and then she's middle-aged wondering why she's single.
You know, oh, I had a good man. Rodney was a good man. He was a good man, you know. But Ted, you know, she told a guy like Jason to holler when he gets his weight up. You know, and that definitely is, you have to respect that because everyone has their guns. You know, it's not you have to stick to your guns.
No, I respect
that. I
actually
think that.
But Jack, let me ask you this real quick. And this is mm-hmm. it's on the topic, but not really on it. Like, what if, I can ask you because you're not sensitive. Like, what if I came to a girl and I said, you know what, you want me to get my weight up? Physically, I need you to holler at me when you get your weight down. Like,
hey, yeah. No,
is that the
I
same
think
thing?
Yeah, I think that's the same thing. I think we all come to the table with expectations and standards and preferences and all of those things, and that is one of them. I mean,
would
I'm kind of the same way. Like, I told you guys on episode, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5, like, a man that is not physically... and I'm not talking like buff and, you know, rock hard solid or anything like that, but you have to be healthy because that is going to be an implication towards our future. Just like if you're, you know, your bank, if you're in a lot of debt or you're in the red or you can't sustain your own, that is going to impair some of the things that I want to do. So I agree with you 100%.
You know what's funny, Sha? Is after Miss J called, we have a new Jasmine on the phone right now.
Do we? Yeah, we do. I'm warmed up now.
I don't know. It got kind of spicy after Miss J call. You know.
Yeah,
she definitely
added some, you know, a little bit of spice to the table. I mean,
She's not a weirdo. You know, this is how women are thinking out there. You know, it's not polite to say what she says, but most women are saying that.
I agree with you 100%, Vic. I think that, you know, maybe the way that Miss J said some things, or even, you know, on our talk about looks and things like that, people did not like the fact that I said I don't really like fat guys. You know, no one likes the word fat. No one likes those things. No one wants to say them. But it's true. And this is why we are, you know, why we have this show is because we can express some things and we can share some viewpoints that people may not be open to talking about, and also to give our listeners some questions and topics and some thoughts to take home with them.
Well,
but,
some people like fat guys. I wonder, people like fat guys out there.
Okay, well, some people like broke men. Yeah.
Well, how about good men who just happen to be broke? Like, don't be a fake non-racist.
Well,
so,
it's the same thing. What about good women that happen to be fat?
How about, you know, I'd love to answer that question, but we have from Jason's back. What's up, Jay?
Nah, this ain't Jason.
My bad, bro. Call though. State your name.
The one and only DG, straight out of Lauderdale, but I'm in the city of Miami right now.
All right. What you got to say?
What's up, girl? This your monkey boy.
Okay.
A monkey boy?
Yeah.
Monkey my monkey boy. Okay. Hey, I know who this is. How are you?
It's your monkey boy.
In the building.
So what's your take on this topic?
Well, you know, two shots from the girl Jasmine, first of all.
Thank
After
you.
After that, I like to say to your co-host, three shots for you, because I can tell you was just letting the lady talk, but you already smelt where she was coming from the beginning.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
And my take personally, yeah, I like the crowd roaring. I love that because y'all got me missing the Heat game right now.
All right. We appreciate that. Y'all left the call already. So go ahead.
But personally, I mean, listening to the young lady speaking, I understand where she's coming from, but, you know, I really do disagree because personally, you know, people go through ups and downs just like the stock market. You got peaks and you got valleys. And, you know, only thing I can say for those people is I got two names for them, and that name is Tyler Perry.
Mm.
Okay. Good point.
What do you mean by that?
Because that because that brother, y'all, if you go to Atlanta, he got some square miles, square acres the size of like Disney World right now. But if you saw that brother less than a decade ago, he didn't have a car length worth of value for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't always judge the value of a man on what he has in his hand. You got to look inside and in his mind sometimes and see where he's going. And if you can't take that journey, if you're not a woman strong enough to take that journey with him, then why should you be there when you get to the mountaintop?
Not strong enough. So you're saying, caller, that sometimes when a woman says she won't take that journey, sometimes it means she's not strong enough to. She's not built like that, you're saying?
I'm not saying that, but as you said, as you said, Mr. Co-host, you would be that person if you were 12 or 13 trying to get your weight up. When you got your weight up, you call her and show her exactly where your weight is and drop that weight off. So,
excellent point.
Thanks for calling, we're almost out of time, bro. I gotta cut you off, but please do call back next week. Your monkey boy was deep right there, though. I like that. But you got
boy.
one more caller. Call 813. What's up? Make it quick.
Hello, 813.
You
on.
Got a couple of minutes. Hello. All right.
Oh, man.
We
can hear you.
I guess they didn't want to talk for real. They just pressed one. But, yeah, you know, that is right. When he said, everything he said was right. Tyler Perry, two words. You know, not the gay part, but everything else, you know, we felt that. I wonder what would happen if we put our last caller on with Miss J from Atlanta.
Think Miss J talks way too fast for Monkey Boy. We'll never get a conversation going.
Miss J is on. They're both on right now.
I mean, that's the reason I called back, because I know I got to press the one button heavy right now. I know I do, and that's the reason I did it, because this is the first time I was ever available to actually call in for the show, and I appreciate it. Y'all doing a great job already, but I just called to show some love and shed a little light on that to myself. So, you know, I got to hit the one button, so tell her holler at me next Tuesday.
All right. We'll see
you
all later.
Thank
all right.
you so much. Good luck to the Heat tonight.
No, the Heat is down, apparently.
I don't know anything about...
The Bulls are
feeling
the Heat right now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I like new callers. That's what's up. We appreciate that.
See, I was judging
him
by his alias name, and he actually had something very insightful to share. But you know what? You asked a question, Vic, about, you know, is a woman that backs down, you know, from a man when she's not willing to take that journey, is she strong enough? I think that you're right. It does take a certain kind of woman, and it has to be in a certain type of position to be able to go on that journey with a man. Uh-oh. Who's coming to the table?
We got Samo on the line for like... Samo, you're mad late, first of all, man, and this can't go down like that no more. You have about 30 seconds to talk, Samo. You know the topic
this
week?
What's the show?
The show is, what is it? Ain't nothing going on but the rent. It's about love and finance. Broke man, broke woman.
What do you mean, gold diggers?
Oh, right. Gold diggers, broke woman, broke men. Same old, no time for this week, same old. What's up?
Okay, well, finances definitely dictate what's going on in a relationship. As much as people like to say money doesn't have to play a factor, if you're a broke dude, your options are a lot less than if you got money. And the same thing with women. We live in a system called capitalism, and basically... If you don't got your money right, like I said, your options are limited, and your arguments are going to be up. Not that if you have money, your options, I mean, not that if you have money, you're not going to have arguments, but just, you know.
All right.
So I'm a broke dudes out there, just, you know.
Thank you, Samuel. But we're out, y'all. We got to leave. They're kicking us out. Time is up. We'll see you all next week because we've run out of time. Late-ass callers.
Yeah, great show.
You know what? We're still online. We're on the phone, but as far as, like, if you're logged on the Internet, you can't hear us. But, you know, if you want to, we can keep on going on the phone. Or we can just get out of here. No, let's get out of here. Everybody tune in Tuesday at 8. Yeah, because I got things to do. I got hit and quit somebody.
I got my weight up.
my weight is up. I'm about to show them. But, you know, great show, everybody. And now you know the benefit of actually calling on the phone and not logging in on the Internet. That you get to stay a little bit extra with us. But, yeah, so 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right, and Pacific, 5 p.m. every Tuesday. Arizona, I think, is 5 p.m. also. And, you know, if you have any ideas, email us at brightideas@theemotionpicture.com. That's brightideas@theemotionpicture.com. And we are out.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.